TheBestHome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is March 20, 2012. This is episode 64 of the To-Do List Home Podcast. Smartphones and Dumb Decisions. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Things That Scare Me by Neko Case, recorded on Blacklisted from 2002. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community sufficiency and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad, or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list and share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you homework and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is smartphones and dumb decisions. Now, first, I just want to put out a disclaimer that this episode in no way is to be interpreted as my feelings or interpretations about the people out there that have smartphones. This is just the story of me deciding whether or not I needed to get a smartphone, the things that went into that decision for my wife and I, and it is in no way intended to offend anybody who's already purchased a smartphone. You do with the information what you like, and if you haven't gotten a smartphone yet, maybe this show's especially for you to help provide you with a little extra thought on what to consider before you get yourself into a smartphone that comes with the mandatory smartphone plans. Okay, so, smartphones and dumb decisions. This is part of the early retirement series. In the early retirement series, these are the episodes where we gather together to try to figure out how to become independent of the wages on which we currently rely on to support ourselves. Going further, today is my cell phone was dying. Them bastards at Verizon, they were finally getting to me. My two-year plan had come up for expiration back in October 2010. And so about a year and a half ago, I was eligible to extend with Verizon for two more years and get a free phone along the way. And same thing with my wife. We were lucky enough to be grandfathered into one of their calling plans where we don't really use the cell phones much. They more serve as an emergency device more than anything. Especially, you know, there's just a couple of people that might call me and, you know, one of them's always my wife. And that's our way we keep in touch when we're at different places. I like to keep in touch with my wife. And I figure that the safety comes first. So having a cell phone all these years, it's been going on 9 years now, and the price has been $70 per month. It was supposed to be $60, and which it is $60. However, there's about $10 in taxes in which they steal from me. So the price is about $70 a month for two cell phones, and we have 500 minutes per month. Now, Verizon, in its cleverness to continue to rip off customers, has increased the cost of the basic plan that my wife and I are on, that the mandatory plan is now 700 minutes. So instead of the $50 or the $60, instead of the $60 I pay for our plan now, they have a $70 plan where they charge you $70 for 700 minutes for two phones. But since we're grandfathered in, the price we pay currently for the phones is pretty good, actually. We did a lot of comparison. There's really no better way going out and getting prepaid phones or anything else. There's really no other way we could continue to pay $70 for two phones, and that includes the taxes. But the bastards were getting to me because over a year and a half, I haven't decided to do anything about my darn phone. It's a phone, serves a purpose, and that's that. I just realized over the past week that I couldn't recharge my battery anymore. It was slowly dying. I figured that Verizon was kind of somehow programming my battery to slowly die. Like, it always seemed to last just long enough. And I don't understand how it lasted that long, but I figured that my time was up. Verizon knew it, I knew it, and it was time to get a couple of new phones finally. So we were looking for a new phone. I'd been doing this for quite some time. I'd been looking into another provider. I just hate the idea of anybody who's got such a service and all they do is come up with ways to continuously increase the cost of having that service. Verizon's been a pretty good provider. I haven't had any difficulties, and having the ability to text people as well in the case of an emergency cannot be underestimated. But I still look for a new provider, new types of phone. And again, as long as the old phone was operating, I never really felt the need to change. And then when you go online, you look at the different service providers, they're all rigged to guide people to buy smartphones only now. And all of these smartphones come with mandatory data plans. You know, you can't get a smartphone and have it work for just stuff. If you want to get a smartphone, you've got to get a data plan. What the hell is that? I mean, how much data do we really need in our lives? Unless you've got no other exposure to it. Well, looking around me and seeing all the people that I come across during my commute during the day, I didn't want to become like that. You'll see a picture of a zombie with an iPhone on the show notes at todolisthome.com today. And, you know, I look at these people and are they really happier than when they before when they bought the particular smartphone? I know all of the commercials are out there. The iPhone has over 500,000 apps and continues to add more. I mean, seriously, yes, it is amazing technology, but for the average person who's doing nothing but just using it like a telephone and spending money to look at different websites, come on, cut me a break here. Are you really happier with that service? But I can't worry about other people. I just knew I didn't want to become one of those people walking down the street with my head down, staring into a smartphone, like I'm taking orders from it, and it's guiding me as it goes through the steps, because that's what it looks like it's doing to all these other people. I keep waiting for people to bump into each other. It hasn't quite happened yet. I wonder what Tokyo would be like right now. I used to live in Tokyo, and I wonder, because of the crowds there, since people are much more condensed, I wonder how much more bumping is going on. At one point, I actually tried to convince myself that having a smartphone would be a great aid to building the todolisthome.com net presence, along with the other sites that I've built and the social networking that I do on Facebook and Twitter, and the other sites I've built so far are tonytiolis.com and growmorenow.com. And I thought, yes, that's what I could do. I'll always be on the run, and I'll be adding content, and I'll be doing this, and I'll be communicating with people. But then I thought, it's not like I'm sitting for an hour somewhere and have nothing better to do. And if I do have nothing to do, I read. I try to read about how to improve the things I'm doing here, whether it's in regards to the gardening and permaculture, the honeybees, the home projects, or just trying to add something better to myself, and I certainly don't need a smartphone for that. Internet, yes. I print a lot of internet stories, but I really don't need a smartphone to help keep me more occupied during the day. And then I have a job, and I need to, any technology that I do carry with me is used to see what's going on with work and how I can be productive for that. One of the things that's very important, though, before I would consider getting into the smartphone plans, is to review once again the 6 questions of my pre-purchase program. And these 6 questions are hopefully part of the key to early retirement. But for smartphones, I came up with a couple of more questions. So I have some smartphone questions. And I want to ask myself, or I want to ask a smartphone user, before I would buy one, I would ask a smartphone user, what has it produced for you today? Just think about that. What has it actually produced for you? How much has it cost you today in time and money? So with a basic $30 data plan, and it's probably really $35 or $37, depending on the taxes involved that they don't tell you about when you're signing up for the plan, it's at least a dollar a day. So you're spending a dollar a day. You know, it's not as bad as Starbucks coffee, but yeah, it's pretty bad, and it'll probably be getting more expensive over time as they try to convince you that, you know, spend more money and your life will become even better and even faster. But how much has it cost you today in time and money? And the third question I would like to ask, somebody before I would purchase my own smartphone is your life better than before you had your smartphone? Those are three questions I would ask a smartphone owner, but now I would move on to the six-question pre-purchase program myself like I did last week. Question number one, do I need it? Question number two, does anything I have fill the role now? Question number three, how long will it last? Question number four, what will it do for me and my family? Question number five, how long must I work to pay for it? And question number six, if I don't buy it, what difference will it really make? For me, the question is, what does it cost to my retirement? The formula I used is similar to the formulas I've used in past early retirement episodes for determining or how many months my retirement is delayed by having a particular service involved as part of a parasite to the wage that I earn. So the formula that I came up with is $35, and I get the $35 because that's what they tell you, the $30 data plan. This one I'm referring to in particular is from Verizon for a 2-gig plan, $30 a month. But I'm assuming there's $5 hidden in there somewhere that they're not telling me about. And I'm using the nationally accepted savings rate of 300. So I take 35 and I multiply that by 300. And just for example, if I was saving $500 per month for my retirement, that's $500 a month, just for my retirement, I would end up with a smartphone plan that costs me 21 months in retirement. So my retirement would be delayed 21 months. Now, if you don't save that much money per month for your retirement, your retirement will be delayed even longer. For example, if you only save $250 a month per retirement, your retirement will end up being delayed 42 months. If you save less than $250, then your retirement is even going to be delayed even further. We're talking 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. Come on, what the hell is going on here? And if you're fortunate and you're saving $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a month for your retirement, well, good on you. And you could probably get away with having a smartphone plan. Again, if it doesn't make your life better, then what do you really need it for? Again, I talk about the $30 plans, but what kind of a taxes would be involved up front? I don't know. Verizon's not going to tell me. I already pay like $10 in my total overall communication taxes now for landline, high-speed internet, and cell phone combined. But what would it be for two smartphones or one smartphone? Everything else out there is getting more and more expensive, and that is not going to stop. I know I can't predict the future, but I guarantee you food, energy, water, and all things integral to them are going higher. The majority of paychecks aren't, and it's important to understand and accept and make plans for compensating the reality that is bearing down on us. So, does adding like an extra $30 in expenses sound like a good idea to me? No. So we finally decided to get new phones. I knew I needed to get a phone. My wife was pretty convinced she only wanted a phone that would serve the most basic of purposes. So it wasn't easy, and it wasn't as easy as it should be. You know, being a loyal Verizon customer for going on 9 years, I shouldn't have to go back and forth and look at different pages and you know, when you're reviewing the different pages, the prices are changing on the phones that are available for the plan you're under. Just it should be easier. And I was very disappointed because we spent an hour online last week, my wife and I, trying to determine if we would stay with Verizon. That was the first thing we did. And with the help of CNET, and I provide links to a couple of CNET pages that helped us compare all of the different cell phone provider plans, as well as prepaid plans, as well as prepaid phones, and then map coverage to determine who provided the best coverage in our area. Those links are very useful. My wife wanted a regular old phone, you know, a dumb phone, if you will. We were teasing her and calling it a grandma phone because it was just like the old style flip top and had big numbers on it, and wanted a free phone. So my wife's phone actually cost, at one point it was $20, and I had one picked out that was going to be free. But every time, like, we would go back and do a comparison or refresh the screens or whatever, her phone would jump up in price. From $20 to $50, $20 to $50. One minute we were checking it out, we go to the shopping cart, and my wife thinks of something else, and she wants to do one more comparison. We go back to the shopping cart, and the price had already increased on us from $20 to $50. So what the hell is going on there? I just know it's just wrong, and I knew that if we just shut things down and relogged back into Verizon, we would just have to make a decision quickly. And it wasn't fun because it was about 1 in the morning. We were both tired, and getting through that wasn't as, like I said, as easy as it should have been. As we had finally got the right phones, mine was free, hers was $20. I was pushing the buttons to get forward to the payment part. Unnecessarily, you have to spend your time on two other pages where Verizon tries to get you to spend money on unnecessary items. You know, I can understand one page, okay? You need a car charger, you need a carrier, you need this, you need that. But two pages. Really? Two pages? You know, then they try to sell you the insurance plan. Then they try to sell you this other stuff. And really not necessary. It's such a disservice. You know, if they'd known anything about me, okay, 9 years, this is a complete evidence of somebody not paying attention to their customers. Over 9 years, I've never done any of those other services or purchased any of those other products. Why would I start today? Why not follow up on what my past preferences has been and maybe ask me a simple question? Is there anything else you would like today? No. And then move on to the purchase. They try to get you when you're weak. They must have known I was tired. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. But if I stick to my six question, my pre-purchase program, the six questions, do I need it? Pretty much I stop at all. Inquiries, it's question number one. Do I need it? The answer is no. A couple of days went by and the phones actually arrived very quickly. Now, these are just regular old dummy phones. There's no smart service with them. We both have texting service. We have the ability to text, and it'll cost us per text. So I think it's like 20 cents per text, not for receiving, but only for sending. And I'm just going to keep that for a while and make sure we only use that for emergencies because I do think that's very handy. When the dumb phones arrived, it was my responsibility to activate them. I couldn't at first. I couldn't figure out what was going wrong. It wasn't either accepting the phone numbers for which the phone was supposed to be or the special codes that we use to activate and manage our accounts. And I was ready to, you know, really question if using Verizon again was the right thing to do. But I remained calm, went online, looked up the right number to call Verizon customer service. And I'll tell you what, they were pretty awesome. Katrina at a Michigan call center helped me out for about 20 minutes, about 11 o'clock at night. And I think this was on Tuesday evening. What had happened was, when we ordered the phones, I must have made a mistake somehow and put my wife's number onto my phone and her number onto my phone. And when I tried to activate the phones, they wouldn't relate to one another or get activated. Katrina very calmly was able to do everything for me. And she stayed on the phone and made sure that the phones were working, made sure that they were set up right. And then she even made sure that the text service was restored to my phone, which I had previously canceled. So kudos there to Katrina at the Verizon Wireless call center somewhere in Michigan. Again, this is your decision to make. $30, maybe it's not a big deal to you, but what do you get out of it? That's it for today. Now go and do something useful and try to save a little money along the way.